Today's share in the Dirush Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off beautiful Siman Tof Resh Lamed Gimel. And we begin on the very last line of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. We have one Mishneh Berurah still to do there, Sif Katan Chof Aleph. Just to remind ourselves, in yesterday's share we did Sif Vav, and in Sif Vav we discussed if you had a platform in a sukkah. So we said if it was in the middle wall of a three-walled sukkah, so we had the eastern, the western walls, and the southern wall connecting them, so the platform that was totally against the southern wall, so that diminished the height of the sukkah to 20 or less amma, so then the entire sukkah was good. However, if this platform, this itztaba, was against one of the two sides, was either against the side, the eastern side or the western side, and it came close to the southern side, within a certain distance of the southern side, pachos mi'arba amos. So then we said that that wall could be viewed as a dofen akuma, and that would be perfectly good on the itztaba itself. However, just on the itztaba, but not on the rest of the sukkah. And if it didn't have four amos from the middle wall, so then it wouldn't be a dofen akuma, it would be too far, and it would be psula. So we just have to do Siv Katan Chof Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah, ala itztaba dafka. It's only good on the itztaba itself. And the Mishneh Berurah says, the bishom ulahalon, beyond that, i'evsho lahachshir agaba, the itztaba kidil'el. Here, the rest of the area not under the itztaba is not going to be good, because the whole leka shem schach kosher, because the rest of it doesn't have a schach kosher, because the wall, shari asisa l'schach dofen, because you made the wall and the schach into a dofen akuma. V'imkein hu yoshev tachas dofen. And if you're underneath the dofen, that's not considered being in the sukkah. However, he says, v'mikomakom l'tzad ha-pesach mutu leishev af l'halam in ha-itzdaba. However, furthermore, on the open side, going furthermore in our situation from south to north, beyond the itzdaba, that would be acceptable. Because there you have schach, it's not a dofen akuma on that side, even though that is going to be more from the floor to the ceiling, more than 20 amma, but since the itzdaba is there and on that side, that is considered a perfectly good space for the person to be yotzi sukkah. And because it's connected to the itzdaba, it can make that area good as well, like we explained in yesterday's shir. Okay, that can really conclude Sif Vav from yesterday's shir. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Chabad tells us, Im bono ha-itztaba bi-emtza, if the itztaba is in the middle, that means you have this three-walled structure, or even four walls theoretically, and the platform that you put in, the entire area is more than 20 amma from the floor up to the schach, and now you put a platform in the middle area, not against one of the walls. So, im yesh bimenu lakosel l'chol tzad, if you have a distance from this platform to all of the sides, that's pachos mi'arba amos, so then kishera ala itztaba, afilum gavo yosim yasara, so then it's perfectly good on top of this itztaba. It is considered kosher sukkah, and this is true even though it is higher than 10 tefachim. What does this mean? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chof Beis that it's k'sher ala itztaba, k'nis k'leil, as we explained in yesterday's share, you have the dofen akuma, each one of these sides, it's within four amos of each side, so therefore each side around it is a dofen akuma. Mitoras dofen akuma, it's good. Yashminan, and the Chiddush over here, Hocha, is the Gam Bekama Ruchos with Asacha, Samin, and Dofen Akuma Vinyanenu. Even though you're doing it with all four sides, it's not a problem to use more than one Dofen Akuma. It's a perfectly good wall on each side, and you technically only need three sides to have walls, and therefore you have a perfectly kosher sukkah. And this is true even if the platform is more than 10 Tfachim. Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chof Gimel, we don't say v'lo amrinam the begova kazeh with a height of 10 tefachim he cholekes rishus teyatzva, that it's a separate entity to itself. Ve'en haksolim shayochim lo klal. You might have thought that the walls, therefore, this dofen akuma that you've created, is not considered walls for this platform because the platform is a separate entity more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the chiddush is that that's not true. Machaber continues and he says, "V'im yesh bein ole kosel arba amos." But however, if there is more than a distance of four amos from this platform's edge to the wall, so then psula, then you don't have a dofen akuma, and therefore this is not considered a kasher of sukkah. Afilo itzaba gavasar, and this is true even if the itzaba is more than 10 tvachim. Now, why would you think that it's good? You might have applied the principle of good osik. You might have said that this machitza over here, the platform, is more than 10 tvachim tall, so it in of itself is a perfectly good wall. And then you assume the wall goes straight up. Good osik, you have a halachic wall going straight up, and that's not true. It has to be nikar. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Chavdalet. Kamash lalon lafuke, mimai desoka daitach bishas. This is exactly straight from the Gemara in Sukkah. By the way, I should mention that the Daf Yomi starts Sukkah officially on Chav Tes Tammuz. That's July 9th. And I don't know if you're listening to this before or after that, but certainly it is a wonderful opportunity to listen to the Daf Yomi as well as the Dirshut Mishnah Berurah Yomi, both dealing with the halachos of Sukkah. For those that are interested, I give a Daf Yomi on Wayu Torah. My dear Shu Mishnah Berurah, of course, as you all know, is on Oyu Torah, and I welcome people to listen. It is really a wonderful opportunity to learn the Gemara inside and then to see the halacha lemaisa in the dear Shu Mishnah Berurah. And that's what the Sifkot and Chavdalet is telling us. The Gemara there suggests in the very first Dapim of Sukkah that you might have thought the Begova Kazeh Eino Tzricha Klal Lekasalim Shel Sukkah. You might have thought that since this platform is 10 Tefachim high, so it's a self-contained area, and the walls that go down, which make the platform up, also go up. Deis Lok Solim Dida, and therefore you might have thought that we say the Amrinan Good, meaning Hasofa Shel Itzdaba, the wall of the Itzdaba should go straight up. Asik Mechitzasa, and it halachically, you might have thought, has a wall going straight up to the Schach, even though you don't have the walls of the Sukkah, but you have the walls of this Itzdaba. V'dofneha Itzdaba, hem dofnosel Sukkah, and therefore the walls that are down on the platform should also go up and be walls around the platform to make it into a kosher Sukkah with the Schach all the way on the top. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us, Kamashullah, no, it doesn't work over here. The Lo Amrinan Hach, we don't say good Osik in this situation, because as opposed to with Hilchos Shabbos, which you could say good osik in this situation, the besukah bo'inon shehei mechitzoseh nikoros. Here you have to see the mechitzos, and the mechitzos are only going down. You don't see them when you're on the platform itself. As opposed to Hilchos Shabbos, this would be a perfectly good kosher rishus hayochid, and you wouldn't need to have walls around it because it's raised 10 tefachim above the rest of the area. It's a separate entity by itself, but not in regards to Hilchos Sukkah. Very interesting. Sivchas, the Mechaber writes, Sukkah she'eno gavo asara tvachim psula. The Mechaber tells us straight out, the simple din, it's the first Mishnah in Sukkah as well, that if you have a Sukkah that is less than 10 tvachim tall, again from the ground up until the schach, there is less than 10 tvachim of airspace, psula. This isn't the kosher Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chafei, Rosh Lomar, the airspace there has to be, even a karka, the schach has to be at least 10 tvachim. If you don't have that, it's not a kosher Sukkah. Sivtes. If it was in fact taller than 10 tvachim, however, the hutsin yordin lesoch hasara, but you have some of the schach coming down into this area. So when we had a sukkah that was more than 20 amma tall, we said if the hutsin come down, so it depends. If you had chamasa, meruba, mitzilasa, we said the hutsin do diminish the height of the sukkah. So over here, do the hutsin diminish the height of the sukkah? So he says, afilu im chamasa, meruba, mitzilasa, even if here it doesn't have more tzel than chaba, just have little bits and pieces of the schach coming within the 10 tvachim. So if it was above 20 amos, that wouldn't lower it. So you might have thought that if it's below 10 tvachim, it shouldn't ruin it. Here it does ruin it. Psula. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, because v'hava mina, I might have thought, kiven de'ein ikar aschach lemata me'asara, just like when we were dealing with above 20 amma, we said that the ikar schach was above 20 amma, and the little hutsin that come down don't contribute to lowering it. So I might have thought over here the same thing, that the little hutsin that come down don't diminish the fact that you have 10 tefachim of space for most of the schach. Elikitzos haschach v'lo chashive. So therefore, you might have thought that this isn't significant. So here, v'gam ein behem kidei shir schach, even though it doesn't have a shir of schach, you might have thought, yeah, sheva, that it should be good. Kamash v'lo, the chidish over the mechaber, based upon the Gemara in Sukkah, is afilu hachi psula. It is no good. Why? Mishum disov sov koshali adam lado besukkah kuzu v'dira sruchi, because it's difficult for a person to live in such a sukkah. Again, it's barely kosher because it's 10 tvachim, but now you have little things hanging down from the 10 tvachim that's going to make it very uncomfortable for you. And that's called the dira srucha. It's a difficult sukkah for somebody to be in, and therefore it's not kosher. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol, however, im, Hanoyin Yordin L'toch Hasara in a posel. But if you have decorations that go within the 10th Vachem airspace, so that doesn't ruin it. And the Mishnah explains why not in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. The Kivan Dehem L'noy HaSukkah, since they're to beautify the Sukkah, but Tile Agaba the Sukkah, they're considered subordinate to the Sukkah and bottle to it. The Lo Mikre Ayidezeh Dira Srucha, and this doesn't become a Dira Srucha. Furthermore, umavor beposkim du adinim tola kelim uchadom lehem. This would be true even if you hang various types of utensils from the schach, that still wouldn't ruin it. The issue footnote number 20 explains uleinyan noy sukkah shemakashim al hadior besukkah. What does he mean by this? Kegon anovim ushmanim. You have grapes or oils. That they ruin your clothing when they come into contact with it. In this situation, the Shil Shuvas HaRashba brings down they also don't diminish the size of the sukkah. Why? Since the whole purpose is here for beauty, it's not considered that it's ruining your experience in the sukkah. And he explains, if it really was bothering him, he would have taken them away. The fact that he left them there shows that it's for decorative purposes and it doesn't bother him. As opposed to these hutsin that are coming off little twigs from the schach, he really doesn't want them over there, and they're not for decorative purposes, and we can guarantee, Vanan Sahadi, we're essentially testifying that he doesn't want this. Then he adds, if you have decorations that are hanging from these hutsin, so then the Pesach Yeshuv is not sure, and this is brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, whether this is considered over here Kedira Srucha or not. And the Kaf HaChaim writes, because of Shim Tzorech Es HaHutsin Kedei Litlos Es HaNoy Al Gabem, if you really do need these hutsin to hang up the decorations, so Mistaber She'eno Nechsheves Kedira Srucha. He paskins that it doesn't consider to be a Dira Srucha because you're using the hutsin, the bottom line is, for the decorative purposes, and therefore it is acceptable. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simen, sif yod. Haitzo nemucha me'asara. If you have, the sukkah is not 10 tvachim of airspace. It's a very small sukkah. It's only 9 tvachim. So what do? You dig out. V'chokak bo l'hashlimo l'asara. So you dig down and you make it an area that now has 10 of airspace. You dig out one extra tefach of dirt. So now, from where you're standing in this hole that you dug out, there's 10 tvachim of airspace from the bottom of this hole to the schach. So is this good or not? So you v'chokak l'hashlimo. And the area that you dug out is at least 7 by 7 tvachim. It's a kosher sukkah. So then, if the dug out area is within 3 tvachim of the walls of the rest of the sukkah, so then kshera, then the entire area is perfectly good. However, if there is more than 3 tvachim between the area that you dug out and the walls, so then it's psula, then it's not considered a good sukkah. Now, why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Simkot and Chav Ches. The same thing would apply not only if you dug down, but also if you scooped away some of the schach. So the schach was very thick, let's say, and it was only a space of 9 tefachim from the ground to the bottom where the schach was. And you remove the bottom layer of the schach, achinasis govasara. And now you have from the ground up until the bottom layer of the schach, you remove the most bottom layer, and now the new bottom layer of the schach is now 10 tefachim from the ground. Then it's ksher. He brings that from the Magen Avraham. This is perfectly good. Sivkon Chavtes, why do you need the 3 tefachim? If there's less than 3 tefachim, so we have the principle of lavud. So between the chakak area and the walls, if it's less than 3 tvachim, it's good. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, damrin lavud, because we do apply the principle of lavud in this situation. Vehevi kamoak solim magi and ad chakak. And it's as if the walls came all the way up to the chakak, up to the dugout area. However, we call makom lecho velishon chutz lachakak, but to actually go and eat and drink or sleep in the area beyond the chakak, bein litzad ha-pesach, bein litzad ha-ksolim, whether it's to the open side or towards the wall side. So then here he brings down, and this opinion you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Ches is the Tur, the Bach, the Drisha, the Taz, they all hold, Yeshman HaPoskim, Sheachmiru Bezeh, that they were machmer to say that this is not acceptable. V'lo mishkasher agaba d'chakach, and this will not allow you to go and eat or drink or sleep in that area because of the chakach. And this is similar to what we had before with the platform in the middle. The sov sov dira sruchahi sham. because it's considered a dira srucha, kiven she pechusa me'asara tvachim, because in that area it's less than 10 tvachim. So even though technically it's good, but it's srucha in that area, and therefore it's not acceptable. Dirshu footnote number 22 goes into more detail explaining this ayin sham. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot and Lamed. He says, if, however, the distance between the chakak and the wall is more than three tvachim or more, yesh b'neim shlosh tvachim, then it's psula. Why is that? V'lo miskasha, we don't say over here, dofen akuma. V'lo miskasha mishum dofen akuma. Why is that? Dainu kilo adofen nekam lamal adamokum shekineged chak. We don't say that it's considered as if it's bent over, because you have no wall there. Shekol she'eneno gavoa asor tvachim, because in that area it's not 10 tvachim, so you can't have a dofen akuma if it's not a wall. And in a dofen, v'lo nemruba hilchos dofen, so you can't go and bend it, because in that area it's less than 10 tvachim, and it's not considered a wall, so you can't say that it's a dofen akuma. It doesn't pay at this point in time to start Tafrei Shlamed Dalet, so we'll conclude today's shiur over here. Have a good day.